Coming up next week, Thursday, the 18th, there's going to be a fundraiser event at Namu Restaurant in Durham from 6 to 8 p.m. This is the 4th annual Tobacco Treatment and Weight Management Programs fundraiser, UNC's programs here. And this year's program is called Harnessing Motivation to Improve Health. And for more on this, we are joined by the director of UNC's Tobacco Treatment Program, Laurel Sisler. Laurel, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much. It's happy to be here.
So tell us about the event next week, Thursday. What's it going to entail?
So the event's going to be great. Even if you have not heard of our programs before, I would encourage you to come on out. It's going to be at Namu Restaurant, as you mentioned. And if you love Korean food, there's going to be a bibimbap bar and a cash bar as well for drinks. We will have silent auction items, including a night at the Franklin Hotel. And lastly, we have a really exciting speaker, Dan Ariely, coming. He's a world-renowned behavioral economist. He is from Duke. We do play sometimes with Duke, even though we're the UNC Tobacco Treatment Program. He does really interesting research and is a really inspirational speaker. So yeah. I'd encourage you to come out just to hear him.
And Ariely is fantastic. I got a chance to read a couple of his books, Predictably Irrational. There's one other one that the Virtue of Irrationality, I think, or something like that, but Predictably Irrational. They're amazing books. He's a great writer, and he's got a great personal story as well,
yes,
which ties right into the topic.
It does, yeah. So when I think about his work and how it pertains to both weight management and tobacco treatment, I think he studies these really very human problems, mm-hmm, right? So if you're thinking about trying to lose weight, trying to quit smoking, you're talking about things that on the day-to-day or the week-to-week are really difficult, right? You have to resist cravings. There's temptations around all the time. But there's really long-term benefits. So there's long-term health benefits to think about in both areas. But as human beings, we're really bad at staying motivated and thinking and keeping the eye on the prize, so to speak, and being motivated by long-term benefits. So a lot of his research is around how do you start to bring those benefits into the here and now so that we feel them and we stay motivated. So some of his most interesting recent research is around things like commitment devices. So if you think about, let's take weight management. Say you're trying to lose a few pounds. You're maybe trying to go to the gym. You have a goal of going to the gym. And so you can set your commitment device to have a geolocation for your gym so that if you don't check in at the gym and spend a certain amount of minutes there per day,
wow,
or whatever your goal is, it will have a consequence for you. And you also get to determine that consequence.
Okay.
So, maybe it's that it sends a text to your mom saying that you didn't meet your goal.
Nice.
Or maybe it is that there's a certain amount of money comes out of your bank account or whatever it is. So that's just one example.
But you set the consequence in advance when you're,
yes,
thinking long term. And then,
yes,
when you make that short term decision, the consequence happens.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
He also has a scale out that's a very different scale from anything you would have tried before. It does not have any numbers on it. It's called the Shapa scale, instead of getting your daily weight, you get a little motivational message and you get kind of a score grading. So it's trying to get away from people being demotivated by all the daily fluctuations
mm-hmm
in weight. And again, trying to keep your eyes on the prize, like, am I moving, generally speaking, towards my goal, yes or no? And that's a lot more motivational than just getting caught up in all the little day-to-day fluctuations.
Awesome. Again, Dan Ariely is going to be speaking next week, Thursday. It's going to be 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, the 18th at Namu Restaurant. It is part of the fundraiser, the 4th annual fundraiser for UNC's Tobacco Treatment and Weight Management Programs. Speaking with Laurel Sisler, and by the way, ttp.unc.edu is the website for more on the tobacco treatment program. Tell us about the treatment program. What do you do every year?
Yeah, so this past year we saw about 4,000 patients, or just over 4,000 patients in both programs combined. We provide low-cost, really effective treatment for treatment in both of those areas. So helping people lose weight, helping people quit smoking, become tobacco-free. And I think another thing that's really unique about our programs is that we are embedded within UNC Healthcare. So you get all the benefits of both the research components that happen there and the clinical care. So, if you're coming in for tobacco treatment, you can also get your other health needs met that may be related, and most likely are related to tobacco use.
And
they're kind of a one-stop shop.
Yeah, yeah. And the program has been around for 12 years, right?
That's right.
How many people have you helped in those 12 years?
Oh gosh, I'm sure it's been over 10,000.
Tens of thousands, probably. Yeah.
Yeah. Our weight management program is newer. It's only about 4 years old.
Okay, awesome. And for the weight management programs, what are some of the initiatives there?
So, lots of good work going on there. We have a 12-month program. It's only $125 to join for the entire year. Patients enroll, and they can get access to individual counseling and group counseling, or both. So we have some benefit of that peer support, too, as well as the individual attention that you might require or need. And some interesting research going on there, too.
Awesome. Speaking with Laurel Sisler, again, ttp.unc.edu for more on the tobacco treatment program, and wmp.unc.edu for more on the weight management programs. For people who want to go to the fundraiser event next week, again, Thursday, 6 to 8, Namu Restaurant in Durham, where do they have to go? What do they have to do?
So you can come on out.
Okay.
Just show up. You don't need RSVP.
Just show up, no register.
Yet.
Okay,
no,
awesome.
No, come on out. If you're in the area, if you're not, make a point to be there. You can also go online and donate if you're not able to make it. So that ttp.unc.edu is the best place to go. And specifically this year, we're about $5,000 away from our goal. We're raising money for a few things in particular. One is to help fund some medications, anti-tobacco, anti-craving medications for people that can't afford them. The second one that we're trying to raise funds for is a scholarship fund for our weight management program to waive that $125 fee for those that can't afford it. And lastly, we're looking for donations to support our research in two areas in particular. One is doing research in family systems. So knowing that, you know, people who smoke, those of you who know what that feels like, it can be very difficult when everybody around you is still smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're doing some really exciting research in that area of how do we engage family members in treatment and help support the whole family in quitting. And then the last area that we're doing research also is in technology and using technology more creatively to help provide treatment where people are in the moment, and also to increase access to more rural populations that don't live in the Triangle.
Awesome. Anything else that people need to know about the program, about the fundraiser that's coming up next week, or anything else?
Just that it's going to be really fun, and I would encourage you to come on out and check us out. Most people listening, probably either you yourself are impacted by either tobacco use or excess weight, or somebody you love is. So just thinking about how you can support this great community program and also support those that you love, that's what I'd encourage you to do.
It's going to be food, drinks, music. Dan Ariely will be speaking. It's all next week, Thursday the 18th, 6 to 8 p.m. at Namu Restaurant in Durham. And again, more info at ttp.unc.edu. And that's Tobacco Treatment Program, ttp.unc.edu. Laurel Sisler, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.